Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
How do you have more fun in your life? You know, this is about the fully charged life. We're always talking about that. And the qualities of a fully charged life is a life that's more engaging, you know, more enthusiastic, more energized. And a lot of that comes from having more fun. You know, I'm happy in my life. I finally reached a point where I feel like I'm having fun all the time, you know? And I had to realize how that happens for people. You don't, quote unquote, just have fun. You have to generate fun. As you've heard me say over and over and over before, the power plant doesn't have energy. It transforms and generates energy. If you want more fun in your life, you're gonna have to generate more fun. You're gonna have to have more of attention and intention to create fun and silly and ridiculous and humorous and just joyous moments. So what are some ways you can do that? Well, first and foremost, realize most great fun in life comes from an immersion in the moment. It requires presence, you know? It's like so many people are so, their attention is a million different places. But have you ever been at a restaurant and you got your four or five friends around and you all are just riffing, like you're just having fun, you're all kicking around ideas and telling funny stories and the phones are off, they're, you know, it just, the four or five of you gathered around, or maybe the two or three of you just gathered around telling stories and you're all immersed in that moment. In immersion, joy arises. In immersion, humor can perpetuate. In immersion in the moment, in presence of the now, you have access to a greater level of energy and awareness all around you that now you can really translate, transform into fun. So you have to begin by having an intention each day to say, I'm gonna be present in my moments today. I'm gonna be present in everything that I do, present in my conversations with people, present in the tasks that I do, because in that presence, more passion can come to a light and more fun can be had. It begins with having intention to immerse. The second thing is to realize, well, what is fun for you, right? I know that's so basic, but can you really think of, I mean, if I asked you right now, and be honest, if I asked you, what are the top, 10 most fun times you've had in your life? Do they come easily to you? See, for most people, it doesn't. They're like, well, that was that time that I went on a roller coaster and I jumped out of a plane, or, that time I was at a wedding and I danced like a chicken. they really struggle. And partially what happens for people is they just go through life kind of bumbling and crashing around and they never have any real reflection on what brought them joy, happiness, engagement, enthusiasm, fun. So what I do is when I have a fun moment, at that end of the night, I'm a big journaler, as many of you know. I'm always encouraging you, at the end of your day, journal about things that you're grateful for, things that you desire, cool things or inspiring things you saw people say or do. Just journal about your life, about philosophy, whatever it is, but I like to write at night. And I always try to write also a component of, what was fun today? I reflect on what was fun. So for me, I've got so many access points, so many references of what was fun in my life. It's just immediate that I know the things that bring me great joy because I've thought about them. So do you have your fun list? Things that bring you great joy and great fun in your life. And you know what those should be? Your to-do list. Because here's what people do. Their to-do lists every day are tasks, not life. And that's why they're miserable. They've gotten lost into the minutiae of what must happen versus who they could be that day. And that's where their life starts to derail and they lose that charge. It's so magical in life. So what's your fun list? What are those things that you could do that would bring great joy and fun into your life? And do them more often and automatically you're having more fun. A third thing you could do that's so simple is write down what is not fun for you, and quickly and efficiently and with honor and integrity to the utmost ability that you can, remove those things for your life. If you're doing things that just are not fun for you, you have to ask, can I delegate those? Are those truly necessary? Are those creating an opportunity cost in my life where I could be spending more time doing things that are fulfilling, that are fun, that do move the needle of progress forward in life? What are you doing right now that you just like, gosh, you hate it? You take no meaning or joy from that? And if there is something there, you need to quit that activity, delegate that activity, or seriously question and plan for the removal of that activity, the utmost of your ability, sooner than later. If you're like, my job is no fun, then either A, you need to bring more fun to that and transform the energy there into fun, or B, you need to plan your exit. And if that sounds scary, make sure you watch my YouTube video called Why to Quit. It's about quitting and the power of quitting. Because sometimes until you quit what is wrong in your life, a white space does not open for what is right in your life to enter. So sometimes quitting something that is not fun is a way to get closer to something that is fun. But first question yourself, are you bringing the fun? It's the old Zen master tale that the only Zen that you find at the top of the mountain is the Zen you carry up with you. So being fun is what will make anything fun. Frankly, I do a lot of things that sometimes I'm like, it's occasional work. I wish I didn't have to do it, but if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna bring full presence and joy and fun to it myself. The next thing to remember is this. that most fun, the fun that just really is magical and so grateful, often comes in a social environment. Friends. We've so lost the art of friendship in our modern, distracted, digitized world. Let me tell you what, try to go out to breakfast or lunch or dinner with your friends at least once a week. If that sounds crazy to you, then you have lost your life into a world of work and tasks and fake responsibilities that are only pulling you away from life. You need to evaluate your life and say, why can't I get away with some friends once a week for an hour or two for some lunch, dinner, breakfast, or brunch? Why am I not going out to drinks with my friends anymore? You know, and don't pretend and say, well, it's because I got too old to go out and, you know, come on. It doesn't mean you have to go out and party like rock stars till 5 a.m. It means brunch, lunch, dinner, you know, a walk, a stroll, a workout with some friends and enough time with them to enjoy sharing stories about life, sharing stories about what has been fun with them. Friendship is the ultimate bedrock of fun. It's the great source and the wellspring of fun. There's a quotable. Friendship is the wellspring of fun. I mean, it's just like one of these things. It's just like once you have friendship in your life, fun follows you because it's your buddies, but you have to be around them. And I know that's hard. Look, we're all busy, but that's where life is. So do not neglect it. Last, very simple. Adopt a little bit of a mischievous mindset. Here's what I encourage you to do. Every morning when I'm in the shower, I think, what could I do today that's a little mischievous and fun for somebody? Not fun for me, fun for somebody. What can I do to cajole, to tease, to prank somebody who I love, not in a mean or disheartening way, but in a real fun way? What could I do to make some fun between us, to make some jokes and stories between us? What unique things could I do to make somebody's day? Even if just think of this, what could I do today to make somebody's day? And you know what? You'll find that fun and fulfilling. And when you start having days that are much more fun and fulfilling, and you have weeks that are more surrounded by friendship, doing things that you care about, that you find fun, and you're fully immersing yourself in those experiences, well, over a period of time, all of that fun and that fulfillment, that gives you the charged life.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.